Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo is calling for a ban on flavored e-cigarettes in New York, citing the health risks they pose to young people.
If Governor Cuomo was a cartoon character, he might have smoke coming out of his ears.
And the vaping company's only rationale is, well, we're better than cigarettes. Okay, so instead of hitting myself on the head with a metal pipe, I'll hit myself on the head with a wooden stick.
Cuomo says, like tobacco companies, the vaping industry is getting kids addicted to nicotine so they become customers for life. Seventh grader Yahel Min says e-cigs look like flash drives, so it's easy as ABC to use them in school.
It just looks like a little device. You have no idea what's in it. You don't know the nicotine packed into it. Teachers don't know what it is.
She says so many kids vape in the bathroom, they call it the Jewel Room. John Montone, 1010 Winds, in Midtown.
Jewel says it agrees with the need for aggressive action on flavored products and will fully comply with local laws and the final FDA policy. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez today plans to lay out a five-point plan to curb vaping use, especially among teens. The Centers for Disease Control now counts 380 confirmed and probable cases of lung disease caused by vaping and six deaths. You've no doubt seen bodegas and other stores advertising CBD for sale. That's cannabidiol. And it's an active ingredient in cannabis derived from hemp. Claims are made that it's good for pain, insomnia, anxiety. It will not make you high. But an investigation by the Associated Press found that some CBD vape products available in stores and online actually contain synthetic marijuana, commonly known as K2, and this can make you high. Katerina Maloney is CEO of Mathco Health Corporation, which markets some CBD products. She says none of theirs have synthetic marijuana, but the company can't control what happens to the product once it's shipped. And she complains that the industry is extremely unregulated.
You have a lot of companies out there right now selling 10,000 milligram in one bottle for $10. The only way how that can be done is to have questionable ingredients in it.
The director of Flora Research Labs, James Neal Kababic, says these cheaper substitute compounds can be extremely potent and sometimes deadly. More than 2,000 lawsuits and a proposed settlement on the table, OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma filed for bankruptcy protection last night. One likely result of the filing is that the company will be removed from the first federal trial scheduled to start next month in Cleveland. And Staten Island Congressman Max Rose notes the tentative settlement allows the Sackler family to accept no personal responsibility.
They have everything, and they want to keep it that way. They want to keep their mansions. They want to keep their yachts. They want to keep their fancy cars. They want to keep their trust funds. They want to keep selling their opioids.
In a court filing last week, the New York Attorney General's office contended that the Sacklers had transferred $1 billion to themselves through hidden foreign bank accounts. Nassau County Police say they're investigating a social media threat today made against Seaford High School. They say the threat is not believed to be credible, but as a precaution, police officers are at every Seaford school today. No other details were released. Jury selection begins today in the trial of two alleged members of the Nine Trey Bloods gang. Anthony Ellison is accused of kidnapping Brooklyn rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, whose real name is Daniel Hernandez. Al Jeremiah Mack is charged with narcotics trafficking and racketeering. Takashi is expected to testify for the prosecution about the defendant's alleged involvement in shootings, drug deals, and robberies. He took a deal to shorten his prison sentence to 62 months after pleading guilty to violent crimes. Bike riders will get a break next week during the UN General Assembly. The city has decided to create a special lane for cyclists. This is a change in a long-standing security policy that banned bikes from the United Nations area, even though cars were not similarly restricted. Starting next Monday, the NYPD says a special protected bike lane will go through the left tube of the First Avenue tunnel from 40th to 49th Streets, and there will be temporary protected lane on 2nd Avenue. As for cars, well, it's gridlock alert time.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.